When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, owner of Ascent Dental Solutions, with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. I want to say thank you to our listeners, and I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsors, Patterson Dental, Henry Schein Dental, and Vocal Dental Supply Company. Without their sponsorship, these podcasts would be very difficult. I also like to give a shout out to David Wolf and his podcast team. Without their expertise and knowledge, these podcasts could never be done as professionally as they are month after month. Our last podcast, I touched base on what a certified business intermediary is and how it could help those of you listening who may be interested in considering selling their practice to perhaps an associate, perhaps an MSO or a DSO. And I went into a little bit of the difference between an MSO and a DSO. But critical to the last podcast is what are we trying to accomplish? And in my opinion, after practicing for 40 years as a general dentist and still practicing full-time, the dentist selling is usually looking to retire. And the question comes in is, how long should you stick around after the purchase and sale? When dealing with an MSO and a DSO or a clinical associate of yours, more than likely, the longer you can stick around and be profitable and an asset to the practice, the more valuable and the greater the likelihood you'll get an increase in your EBITDA or a multiple to your EBITDA. I think realistically, it would be nice if you could hang in there and be productive for at least 12 to 24 months. Depending on your personality, your health, and your age, I personally believe most people are better off working than retiring. They're better off staying busy than not busy and staying interested in something, and hopefully it will continue to be your profession of dentistry. But with that all said, the take-home point is you should plan on sticking around between 1 and 2 years. And please keep in mind that these MSOs and DSOs are very, very smart. They're very experienced. And in most cases, they probably will hold back some of those dollars of the transition to make sure that you honor your agreement of sticking around for 12 to 24 months. The next question is how do I know when it's right? When should I sell? How should I sell? Well, the first question is when it is right. My personal opinion, again, is you've lost the zest to practice, that zeal, that passion, that drive, that determination to get up every day and help your clients and your team members is sort of lost for whatever reason. That's a pretty good indication that it's time to have an exit strategy. My personal opinion is you should probably be doing this at least 12 to 18 months prior to making that decision. But many times the real question is am I ready? And if you've lost that passion, that drive each day, then I think it's time to exit. The next issue is, when is another time? I still have passion. I still enjoy what I do. I would tell most of my consulting clients, you're better off selling when the practice is at a peak, when you no longer have that drive to grow your practice, whether it be with additional offices, additional team members, more new patients, additional procedures, then in my opinion, the biggest mistake that I see is that practitioner is selling their practice on the downtrend rather than the uptrend. So when you see that your numbers have reached perhaps a peak and you're not going to see any greater improvement other than through inflationary issues, I think that is also an excellent time for you to consider that it's time to have an exit strategy. The next thing that we're seeing, at least I am in the last 5 to 7 years, is these unsolicited offers. Almost on a weekly basis, I'm getting an email from an outside company saying they can help me transition into retirement. They can help me broker a deal. And my take-home point for you is, if it's unsolicited, I would be cautious. I would be very cautious. And I would say to you, surround yourself, as I discussed in the last podcast, with a team that will encompass an insurance agent, a banker, an attorney, an accountant, and someone who specializes in mergers and acquisitions, or a certified business intermediary, which is looking out for your interest. I can tell you, going through these situations at least 3 times in my 40-year career, that the biggest, most important part, in my opinion, is this team that you've surrounded yourself has experience and it has gone through mergers and acquisitions with other MSOs or DSOs. To pick someone who has no experience in those areas, I think will probably leave quite a bit of money on the table and may not be for your best interest. So surround yourself with that team and be cautious before you sign that letter of intent that your team has rallied around and you understand exactly what that letter of intent is and what it equates in dollars and cents after taxes. I cannot emphasize that many times in my consulting business, I see people just spending hours and hours over a few tens of thousands, even $100,000. And perhaps the most important part is the way it is set up in a tax strategy, which can probably save you more money than what you may be bickering over for a purchase and price. I cannot emphasize the importance of surrounding yourself with tax attorneys and accountants that are very knowledgeable in this area, and a few percentage points here and there and a few little decisions about how it's structured could save you hundreds of thousands of dollars on the day of closing. And I strongly recommend you consider this before you go out on a limb and accept a letter of intent without surrounding yourself with experts. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. I want to thank our listeners tonight for this podcast. If you have any questions or concerns, you can reach me on my website, Ascent Dental Solutions. I'd be happy to talk to you, and I'd be happy to review some of your concerns or questions. I want to put a shout out again to Henry Schein and Patterson Dental, along with Vocal Dental Supply Company, for their support for these podcasts. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you. Check my website out and have a great, happy new year and a safe 2023. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.